The existing campus development is UNC Easttown Medical Office Building, which opened in March of 2021. Located near I-40 off of 15501, it's a six-story building with multiple clinical services, including allergy, cardiology, and infectious disease. The Easttown building has been successful, but UNC Health says they need more space.
We need to be able to move and decompress our outpatient services from the medical center. We can't emphasize this enough.
That's what Simon George, the vice president of real estate and development at UNC Healthcare, said to the Chapel Hill Town Council in a meeting on January 11th. George said by expanding the Easttown campus, UNC Health would offer more outpatient space, which could lead to increased bed capacity at the medical center. In addition, George noted UNC Health wants those services to remain local within the community, but have easier regional access off of the interstate.
Our home is Chapel Hill. We want to stay and continue to grow in Chapel Hill. We want to keep it local. We want to continue to grow in this community.
UNC Health has long had interest in the Easttown property. George said the health system proposed the project to the town council before, but each iteration fell short of approval. This time, UNC Health is seeking to build 8 to 10 medical buildings with structured parking.
The size itself, depending on the number of buildings, it will be between 1.6 and 1.8 million square feet. And as we've mentioned in the past, that is considerably smaller than what we had proposed at different times. It was, well towards 3 million square feet. We heard you, we heard the community, and we've pared it down to that range.
The development timeline is to create a second medical office building as soon as possible, one building every 3 to 5 years, and a full build-out over 25 or more years. UNC Health said it's hoping to get entitlement for the entire project by June and begin site work by the second quarter of 2024. But Chapel Hill Town Council member Amy Ryan said she's doubtful about the feasibility of the project's accelerated timeline. Ryan said previous large-scale expedited projects became difficult for the council to review after their proposal.
With the larger picture of a bigger development, especially when it's not very clearly defined, is problematic for me.
Mayor Pam Heminger agreed, saying she's excited about UNC Health having better patient care, but wants planners to create a design that's easier to visualize and feasible for the space.
I can't just theorize that you're going to put 8 to 10 buildings and 4 to 7 parking decks and still have green space in the middle.
Councilmember Karen Stegman echoed other council members' concerns about the scale and timeline of the project, but added she's ultimately optimistic about the concept.
I've heard lots of friends, family, colleagues comment on when they go to the new medical building, what an improved experience it is compared to the medieval dungeon of Memorial Hospital. I support the vision you have. As I get older, as people I know get older, I feel more and more acutely how lucky we are to have you here in our community and what that means for so many people who even come from very far away to access these services.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.